各位听众朋友大家好，我是陈一芬，欢迎收听今天的新闻最前线。从今天开始呢，大温地区的合格选民将会陆续收到选举局寄出的交通税公投的选票了。您是否支持开征 0.5% 的交通永塞改善税来支持大温地区的交通建设计划呢？根据 Angus Reid 的民调公司公布最新的调查显示，61%的受访者表示应该会投反对票，只有26%说会投赞成票。您的想法又如何呢？我们加拿大中文电台与星岛日报在上周五于列治文的时代方举行了大温交通税公投论坛，由我本人还有粤语新闻部的曾宇恒一起主持，现场非常多的民众参与，也都踊跃提问发言。我们邀请到正反两方的嘉宾也都很有代表性，讲解非常精彩。支持的代表包括高贵林的市长 Greg Moore、 Capilano 大学的商学院教授朱新炎，反对方的代表则有加拿大纳税人联会卑诗分会负责人 Jordan Bateman 以及时事评论员温建功。当天论坛总长一个半小时，回响非常热烈。今天新闻最前线节目为您剪辑出当天的精彩片段，让大家都能重温一下四位嘉宾的意见与现场观众的想法。好，现在我们就先请高贵林港的这个市长 Greg Moore 先来谈谈他的这个立场。
Now I would like to invite Mayor Moore to give an introduction.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Fairchild for putting on this discussion this afternoon on this really important issue that's facing us as a region. We know that we're growing by 1 million people around this region. In fact, right here in Richmond, we're going to grow by 75,000 people over the next 25 years. We have a choice in front of us. We have a choice.To build a transportation and transit system, build on the success of the past, to ensure that we can accommodate the region as we grow. Here, I took the Canada Line here tonight. It was standing room only. It was not even standing room. We were pushing ourselves into the Canada Line. A yes vote will mean 33% more service, more cars, extended stations on the Canada Line. A yes vote will also mean a rapid bus system from Richmond to Metrotown.So that we can get around this region in a most effective way as we go forward. So I look forward to the discussion tonight with the panelists here as we talk about the importance of this decision that's in all of our hands to ensure that we think about the future generations that are coming ahead of us, to ensure that we get a transportation and transit system that we can rely on going forward. Thank you.
跟住落嚟呢，我哋係有請Capilano 大學的商學院教授朱恩賢 Alan 呢講一講他的立場。
各位朋友好，今天非常欢迎你们到我们这个论坛来。我们这个论坛呢，不仅是对我们 Richmond， 对整个这个 GVRD 或者 Metro Vancouver， 甚至我们整个的 BC 整个经济呢，都是有很大意义的。那么我个人认为的话呢，这个我们的交通体制呢，应该进一步的提高它的素质和它的这个所谓的效率。那么我们中国人的话呢，一般都觉得好像是一说交税的话呢，心里面总是觉得不太踏实，自己的荷包是不是被别人占有了。那么我作为一个新移民的话呢，我想从我个人的角度来跟朋友们分享一下，就是我们为什么要支持这次我们的这个所谓的 Metro Vancouver 这个 TransLink 的这个所谓的税收的增加。第一个我们可以从我们个人的这种个人的日常生活来看，其实我们如果我们有一个很好的高效率的交通的一个所谓的网络，那么对我们个人的出行的时间和安全都是有极大的方便和极大的提高。那么第二个呢，就是我们这个汽车的保险，因为我们车如果不堵的话，那么我们每个人的汽车保险会付得很少，或者说比今天少。那么第三个呢，那么就是我们这个所谓的房价可能也不会涨得这么厉害，因为如果交通特别好的话，那么人们不必要集中在所谓整个的温哥华来居住，你可以去 Abbotsford， 你可以到这个所谓周边地区，所以我们的房价也会比较平稳，那么我们其实保险的话也不会急剧上升，同时我们个人的生活的质量，从时间上来说，从我们的这个效率上来说，都会有很大的提高。那么如果我们说对我们个人的生活不太影响的话，那么我们做生意的人的话呢，可能更应该考虑到我们这个所谓的生意人的这个所谓的成本的问题。交通不好，对我们这个所谓的库存的成本是一个非常大的干扰，对于我们这个所谓运输的成本。所以在很多做生意人里面的话呢，仅从成本来考虑，那么交通是一个主要的一个很大的因素。所以我们从个人生活，从我们这个做生意人来看的话呢，我想呢，这个交通成本的话呢，确实应该降低。那么第三个，如果你说我个人也不太在乎，我也不做什么生意，那么我们生活在这么一个美丽的环境里面，我们应该对环境负责。所以如果我们交通是一个集体的交通的话，那不必要每个人都开车， 那么这样环保是一个非常非常重要的一个促进。那么第二个呢，就是对我们整个这个社会的发展，如果交通是一个非常有效的，它能够四通八达的话，对整个这个大温地区或者今后对我们的 BC 省都是一个非常非常好的一个社会的条件，这样的话才能给我们提供一个非常舒适的生活环境。那么我们其实测过，将近有今后十年可能有100万人可能要搬到 BC 省来住，那么大部分人的话都喜欢住在温哥华地区。如果你自己想一下，如果这个城市就现在的这个交通运输的这个能力再增加100万人，再增加10几万辆车，这个社会的承载的能力是非常有限的，对于我们每个人都有很深远的影响。那么最后一个呢，我们可以这个体会到还有一个很重要因素，就是我们当我们这个社会里面交通不好的时候，给犯罪的这种行为提供了很多的方便，给警察造成了很多的困扰。所以从很多因素，我们不能只想我们自己的荷包，我们要想到个人的生活、经营的方式、社会的发展。所以很多因素促成我们今天应该说给我们政府一个机会，给我们 TransLink 的一个机会，给他们提供一个足够的资金，是他们需要提高自己的工作效率，提高使用钱的效率。可是如果这个项目不上的话，你没有机会去测试他们是否能够提高进一步的效率。所以我个人觉得我们还应该支持我们这次所谓的公投，能够把这个这个所谓0.5%的这个 PST 的增加呢能够得到一个实现。那么我们在促进政府呢提高管理效率，提高经济效率，提高我们的所有的这种的钱的使用效率，那么我个人觉得话这个省和这个市的话呢会变得更加美好。好，谢谢各位。
好，谢谢朱信彦老师哦。刚刚您听到的当然是两位这个支持方的这个意见，要马上接下来请这个反方的这个意见。接下来我们先请到的是加拿大纳税人联会卑诗分会的 Jordan Bateman。
Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you to Fairchild for organizing this very important forum. I believe that TransLink wastes too much of our money to be trusted with any more of it. Whether it's the Compass Card fiasco, which is now more than $25 million over budget and years late, whether it's overpaying their executives, getting rid of one CEO because they felt they needed a change, but actually promoting him to be an advisor and paying a second CEO, whether it's too many boards of directors,whether it's any number of other waste issues that we've highlighted on our website. I just believe TransLink can't be trusted with our money. I'm not opposed to more transit. I am opposed to TransLink getting that money. Tonight you'll hear that somehow, magically, all of this money will be spent without TransLink somehow getting a hold of it. That's what the yes side likes to say. But the truth is, this tax increases TransLink's annual budgetfrom $1.4 billion today to $2.2 billion in 10 years. Those are the mayor's numbers from their own plan. Under provincial law, only TransLink can deliver those transportation services in the Lower Mainland. So this is a TransLink tax. They will own, they will operate, they will manage, they will be in charge of all of that that's built, and we will be spending our tax money on that. TransLink has a history of raising taxes.Tonight, the parking tax, for example, it started at 7% when TransLink first got their hands on it. Now it's 21%. The property tax was $50 for the average household when TransLink first got it. Now it's $250 for the average household. The gas tax was 4 cents per liter. Now TransLink gets 17 cents directly, plus another 5 cents per liter from the federal government share. That's a total of 22 cents a liter.All of those taxes you will still have to pay, even with this new sales tax. And the sales tax doesn't even generate enough money to cover their share of the plan. So down the road, they're going to come back and ask for more, whether it's through road pricing, which is more tolls, whether it's through increasing the sales tax. They're going to come back to us and ask for more money because their own plan shows that they have $140 million.Deficit, they're short $140 million in 10 years. So to me, the key question here is, does TransLink deserve your trust? Because they're asking a lot from you. They're asking you to pay for a gas tax. They're asking you to pay a tax on your hydro, your BC Hydro bill every month. They ask you to pay a tax on your homes, on your parking. Now they want you to pay a tax on thousands of other things that you buy every year. Do you trust TransLink with that money?And shouldn't we fix TransLink, which even the mayors I would agree, is broken. That's why when they removed the CEO, the mayor sent out a press release that talked about wanting to restore public confidence. You don't restore something that's not lost. The mayors themselves would admit that it's lost public confidence with that statement. So do you trust TransLink with more of your money? I don't. And I hope that on as the ballots come out in the next few weeks, that you'll vote no and tell TransLink to tell the mayors and the premier and all of our elected officials to fix TransLink and prove to us that it can be trusted again.
好，简单这个翻译一下，我刚刚 Jordan Bateman 的这个说法，他特别强调呢 ，TransLink 是一个非常浪费钱的这个单位哦。我们可以看到这个智能卡呢，基本上呢预算已经超出了这个2亿元之多、哦。同时呢，他们也付出很多这个高昂的薪水给他们的这个 CEO 主管们。现在呢，甚至有两个这个 CEO 呢，其实都在付相关的这个薪水当中。他们还浪费了很多钱呢，在装置公共艺术品当中。他特别强调呢，自己是并不反对交通。建设的，但是他反对呢 TransLink 拿到更多的这个钱，因为 TransLink 运输联网，他们过去呢其实已经收了我们很多的这个税，包括呢在您的这个停车税当中呢有21%，还有您缴的地税也要上缴给他们。此外呢，您去加油每公升里面呢有汽油税，他也拿了这个17%哦。但是他们还是嚷着这个钱不够，所以他觉得如果今天开征了这个所谓的 sales tax。大温交通运输改善税之后呢，其实日后还是有可能会征收更多其他的这个税项，例如像过路费等等。所以他提出的这个核心问题是：真的吗？您可以相信运输联网 TransLink 吗？我们是不是要继续喂养他们呢？所以他呼吁大家呢，要投 No， 就是反对，要让 TransLink 知道他们不被信任，同时呢，也要让省政府、市政府们都知道，他们一定要想办法解决 TransLink 的这个。管理问题。
咁啊，不如我哋而家咧请时事评论温建功KK 咧一齐去讲下你嘅睇法系点样样？
即系个问题就系人口增加咗，咁你市政府收到好多税嘅喎。第一即系嗰啲密度高咗啦。第二喺运输互联网附近嗰啲地，其实攞嚟炒而家市政府帮手炒埋一份嘅喎。咁嗰啲钱嗰度有好多钱嘅，咁点解嗰度收咗啲钱唔用出嚟改善运联网，而系咧要0.5% 锯你啲人咧？咁我觉得系绝对唔公平。
好，唔该晒 KK 啊。
好，有很多观众朋友已经排队了，所以如果你也想发问呢，记得赶快到麦克风前排队。你可以自己选择您觉得比较舒服自在的这个语言做提问，提一下您的这个提问对象。当然也请您把握一下时间，因为真的也蛮多人想要发表他们的这个问题。好，现在有请第一位观众，您好。
I had a 6 years or low question asked for the Yes Compass guest speaker.The first is, do you think TransLink is inefficiency in its past performance? Do you think it wastes a lot of our tax money in its management fee? Do you think the TransLink has a structural defect in the TransLink structure?
Sure. So on the first question about TransLink efficiency and running the system, we need to look at some of the facts, right? 99.8% of TransLink service is on time.76% of the people like using the system. The challenge with the system is it's overcrowded. There's too many people that want to use it, and that's why we need to look to add more services. We need to look at how we're growing as a region to ensure that we're putting the money where it goes so that we can accommodate the growth. We just have to look out the window here at TransLink and the bringing in of the Canada Line and how successful that is.And how the integration has happened around that.
Sorry, I just want yes or no. Yes or no answer. And then,
question there, Mayor Moore.
我可以很负责跟你讲，我们的 TransLink 的所谓的管理的效率是非常低的。但是，我们现在其实我们这么做是不对的。双方都有交集。我们整个谈的问题谈了五大问题，我们只是在第三个问题上有分歧。第一个，我们先谈是投资的决策。大伙都觉得应该去加强我们的这个所谓运输联网的建设。这都没有疑问，大伙都同意。这是第一个，我们投资的这个投资决策；第二个是我们所谓融资的决策，大伙也觉得是应该有钱来支持这种，对不对？第三个才是我们所谓建设的决策。这个时候我们基本也同意，可以进行公共部门的建设，可以私营部门建设，还有可能是公司合作的建设。最关键一点是第四个决策，就是谁来运行，谁来管理，谁能更好地负责我们的钱的管理。 这是我们大家伙不同的地方，而这个地方是第四个了。现在我们投票是第一个问题和第二个问题，是不是要建设？是。是不是需要钱？是。好了，如果这是我们都一样的话，我们应该坐在一起的话，我们应该说 yes。但是如何把它管理好，这是第四个问题。投票不涉及第四问题，这是非常遗憾的问题。
好，还是要麻烦大家精简一下问题哦，因为在这个场合我们就不太额外的这个时间给大家做太多的这个评论。问题丢出来让嘉宾回答。
Hello everybody, I'm very happy to be here because I'm one of this citizen in Lower Mainland for 40 years, so I have seen lots of changes. I have seen so many increases on taxEverything, I'm a heavy paying tax person. I have a good job. But this tax is very unbearable in Vancouver, especially this is the most expensive city in Canada. So before they can convince me, and they keep on adding the tax, even 0.5%, seems to look like a very little amount. But to a very ordinary person, like not having a decent job or a basic salary like $10.25 per hour, this is a lot.And it's a very, very heavy.
Sure. When we look at this, it's 35 cents a day. That's what it boils down to the average family. Congestion will cost you more, financially more, than 35 cents a day. If I look back over the last 40 years that you're talking about living here, I'm thankful that people came before me and made decisions about the Expo line, about the Canada line, about the Millennium line, about building the transportation and transit system we have.So that we can get around this region. Could you imagine if they said no to some of those things back then, how bad it would be to get around this region? I think when you look at the overall package and where we're going as a region, we need to make the big decisions. This is a big decision. And about the accountability, the money, this tax will be collected separately. It will be accounted for separately, and it will have to go towards this plan. It cannot go into general revenue. It will be overseen by a third-party group.We've asked Jimmy Pattison to do that. He'll build out a group to make sure that the audit is done correct. He'll report out to the public on what the findings are before we go forward. So we're trying to do our best to ensure that there's accountability in the money that we collect and that it's going towards delivering the services that are required for a growing region.
好，稍待一下，这个 Bateman 想要补充一下。 George Bateman, you want to add something?
You're right. Over the past 40 years, the mayor is correct. There has been transportation investment. But let's remember...We build one of these big rapid transit lines about once a decade. The Expo line in the 80s, the Millennium line in the 90s, the Canada line in the 2000s, and the Evergreen line in the 2010s. And the reason why we take our time doing this is because we are still a very small region as far as the number of taxpayers. You know, there's fewer than a million households in the Lower Mainland. So,We can't afford to do everything at once. It's just like in your own life. You know, I would love to go to a number of countries. I can't afford to. You have to pick and choose. And that really is a message that the mayors need to hear is you can't come back to us in a time when BC Hydro is going up, ICBC is going up, medical services premiums are going up, because we need to send the message to all of our elected officials. We can't afford more.
好，您刚刚首先听到的是高贵林市长 Greg Moore 的说法。他说呢，每个人为了交通税呢，一天多付出35分。但是想一想，如果你塞车，要付出的成本其实是更高的。他也回顾几十年前我们盖了世博线、千禧线等地铁哦。想想如果过去都是投反对票而没有做这些建设，今天的情况会有多糟糕呢？他知道大家都担心运输联网用钱不当。他说这笔税呢是专款专用的，他们也请了 Jim Pattison 的委员会会做最好的监督。但另一方面，你也听到加拿大纳税人联会的代表 Jordan Bateman 强调说，过去我们10年才建一条地铁线，就是因为大温的人口基数不够来支撑这么庞大的建设，所以必须要慢慢来新建。况且呢，我们现在的这个整个生活成本已经很高了， BC Hydro、ICBC 等等哦，还有其他的这个地税啊都在上涨。他说我们要告诉市长们说，真的我没有办法再负荷了。好，您刚刚听到的是在上周五我们举办大温交通税公投论坛一些精彩的片段。好，我们在这里先休息一下，回头还有更多精彩的内容等着您。